Good afternoon and welcome to the bonus hour, what Chuck and I love to call the education hour, because we're going to spend this hour educating you about one of our premier team partners, Atlas Home Improvement.
Atlas Home Improvement, if you don't already know, you're going to find out in the next hour, is a great company with fantastic people and products. So we encourage you to stay tuned to the guys.
Bathrooms, kitchens, stair lifts, gutters, gutter protection, and more. We're going to be learning about all this. And if you have someone in your family that's looking for a great career opportunity, stick around for the next hour with the Inside Outside Guys featuring Atlas Home Improvement on WJR.
Welcome back to the bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by Atlas Home Improvement. And you can trust everything you're going to hear the next hour because we've got the owner, or at least one of the owners, Darian Bobby, with us. Darian, thank you.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
We're doing great, bud.
Life
we're
is
doing
good,
fantastic.
Isn't it?
Real quick, I had an email the other day. Someone in, I believe they're in the Milford area, but they were looking for a new bathroom. And, of course, on the email, we referred Atlas Home Improvement. And her response was, oh, I love that you guys referred them. They've already been out and gave me a price. I'm going to use them. And the reason I say that is because you guys are everywhere. I mean, you guys are everywhere. I mean, big box stores, the Costco's. It's very important for you guys to get your name out because you're a very big, trusted company.
Yeah, we're everywhere. My dad calls it ubiquitous. Seemingly everywhere at once. So I'm glad that's why you brought it up. I thought you were going to try to take credit for that.
No, I wouldn't take credit for that.
Just teasing you.
You know, and when you guys are everywhere, because I've seen you at street fairs, I've seen you at the home shows, and I mean, you guys are at every home shows. The people that man your booths, they're great. They represent you guys so well. How do you find those kind of people?
You know, we've gotten good at what we call face-to-face marketing. And, you know, we've done canvassing in the past. We're not doing that right now, but, you know, knocking on doors. We like people. So we find people who like people, and they love to talk about the company. They love to talk about the brands. And when we educate them and they, you know, become aware of these high-quality brands that you can sort of be proud of, and look, there's some challenges with the home improvement industry, and here's why we're different.
Yeah.
They buy into it, they get excited about it, and they can't wait to go talk about it. You know,
like
so
that.
That's kind of how it happens.
You have a strong background in gutters, gutter protection, and of course that we're coming into the rainy seasons. You want to give our listeners maybe some factors to consider if they're thinking they might need to repair or replace or even install new gutters?
Well, the key is, you know, the winter has a tendency to be damaging on the home. And so I always tell people you need to do a little, you know, inspection, a spring inspection, you know, get out there. So we had a couple of, you know, factors to consider when you're looking to replace new gutters. Walk around, check out the condition of the gutters. You know, one of the best things you can do, guys, that a lot of people don't think about, go check out your gutters when they're raining. You know, get out the old umbrella.
I like that.
Walk around the home, and you might be surprised what you see. You know, the gutters aren't working at all. They're overflowing. They're leaking. You know,
that's going to be a lot of houses out there. A lot of them.
It is. I was in California recently during the rains, of course.
No, it doesn't rain in California.
Oh, it did when we were there. And the house we are renting, the gutters were overflowing. I wanted to take a picture to bring to you. Huh. You've got to see that all the time.
Yeah. I used to do that when I was, you know, more out in the field as a salesperson. I used to, you know, I'd tell my customers, let's do a walk around. And I would walk them around because they're just not used to looking at things
right.
In those conditions.
Sure.
And I would be, you know, that's the best time to look at gutters because you can say, look at all the water coming down that valley and how it's overspilling. It's not going where it's supposed to go. The whole purpose of a gutter is to get that water from your roof controlled, transporting it to the side of the home, down and away from the foundation. I mean, that's the key.
And Chuck and I always say the two most important aspects of your house are the roof and the foundation, and the gutters directly apply to both of those aspects.
I call it a water management system. And I'm a big fan of explaining to a homeowner the importance of a water management system. Every home needs one, but very few have them. And here's what it is. It's your roof. Your roof is your most important part of your water management system. If you have a leak in your roof, you're probably going to be fixing it immediately, right?
Good point.
But I'm telling you, lots of people have leaks in their gutters, and their gutters are their outdoor plumbing. And your gutters are sometimes handling a lot more water than your indoor plumbing. And yet, if your gutters are leaking, it doesn't register as having that same concern, and it should.
Right.
Because the moisture can get back behind the gutters, it can get into the wood. You know, you got rotten wood, you got mold, you got mildew, you have, you know, water getting into your landscapings and damaging landscapings. You have problems with, you know, water getting into basements, as I'm sure you're aware of. So let's go out, do that spring evaluation. We're going to look at the gutters, look at the condition, look at the roof. Is there branches on the roof? Is there debris in the gutters? Are they overspilling?
Are little trees growing out of the gutters? You've all seen that.
You know, so we'll talk to you about the types of gutters that are available and all those types of things. But, you know, one of the big things I know I've talked to your audience before, we're a big fan. A lot of clients need a larger gutter system. And so sometimes the 5-inch standard gutters that most people have right now in their homes, it's not enough to handle substantial, you know, torrential downpours.
Yeah.
And so the 6-inch gutter that we offer actually handles about 66% more capacity of water than a traditional gutter.
And the people out there that live in those big, beautiful houses that have all those roof elevations, this is even more important, is it not?
Well, it's fascinating because, you know, you get these new homes and it's, you know, 5 foot, then a 2 foot, 3 foot, you know, making the corners steep. And the complicated steep roofs, and there's three stories. And guess what? 99% of the time, because there's not a lot of education, builders put the exact same size gutters on that home as they do like a 1,000-square-foot, one-story ranch.
I committed
that. Now, explain that to me.
How about something, though, that owners aren't even going to think to ask in terms of how your system attaches to the house?
Right.
I mean, to me, that's huge.
And do you place the refit? I mean, the old systems with the nails, the big spikes and everything, those got rotted out. If you pull down a gutter and the fascia are bad, you'll repair that as well?
Yeah, many times that has to be done, and a lot of times you don't know there's a problem until you go out to look at it, and we go to install the new system, and there's nothing to attach to. So, you know, you brought up our product, SnapLock, which is basically a penetrationless system, which allows the gutter to be snapped up into a rail system, and so there's no holes to allow the moisture from the gutter area to get back into the wood.
Which happens all the time. People get window leaks and they trace them back.
For the same reason. So we basically, once we install this system, they're not going to have these problems in the future.
And gutters, right color gutters, they make a house pop. They make it absolutely, you know, stand out and beautiful. Let's take a break. And we get back from break, let's talk about bathrooms. You guys do an absolute ton of bathrooms. Matter of fact, you're known to give one away once in a while. We'll talk about that when we get back with Atlas Home Improvement here on the Inside Outside Guys and WJR.
Welcome back to the bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys show, sponsored by Atlas Home Improvement. We've got one of the owners, Darian Bobby, with us, and we want to start talking about something you guys do extremely well, bathroom remodeling.
Chuck, how many tile bathrooms have you done in your lifetime?
How many what?
Tile. How much tile have you laid in the bathroom in your lifetime?
A lot.
And the reason I mentioned it, we had an email, it had to be a couple years ago now, from a lady that said whenever she stays at her and her husband travel a lot, and whenever she stays at one of the nice Hiltons, she loves the bathrooms. She loves the grout lines. They all look so perfect. And she lives in this area, and she wanted that. And I said, that's easy. Just call Atlas Home Improvement. They'll give you exactly that. And explain that, to explain what I'm saying to people.
Well, you know, bring up tile. I just bought a new home. I moved into a nice place a couple years ago. And, you know, one of the things that was really appealing to my wife and I was the master bathroom. It was a very, you know, nice size master bathroom compared to what we're used to at our old house.
Sure.
And it was all tile and it looked really good. And I'm like, wow, this is really high end tile work. And we've been in that house 4 years now and all that tile's failed.
Wow.
You know, so
even your floor,
the whole shower area is a mess, you know, and the point is, you know, grout lines are epoxy and sand. So by definition, they're porous.
Yes.
Yeah.
So unless you maintain the grout, which is, you know, very time consuming and very difficult to do. And you really have to have a specialist focusing on that. And it should be done pretty much once a year.
There are companies out there that just do that. That's all they do, take care of grout.
And you know what? Try to check out what the warranty is on that. You know, so maybe you get a year.
Yeah.
Because it just doesn't last. So it just... You clean it, you're right back to square one. So I'm to the point, you know, I'm in this business and I've learned the lesson again that tile just does not hold up over time the way you would like it to. Looks great when it's first installed, okay? So these products are designed to look great, but get rid of that maintenance and be easier to take care of.
Those two things, those last two things you said, and it looks great. I'm telling you what, I don't care if it's a $12 million house and I own it.
I agree.
I would rather have that acrylic in there for that reason.
You know, it's kind of crazy, but we've had a lot of customers who are in these types of houses that you just mentioned, yep. And they've got high-end marble, you know, high-end granite in their shower. And because of the minerals in the water,
yeah,
it's been, you know, again, it's all porous.
They hate to maintain
and it. And it stains. I've seen some marble showers that who knows how much they must have cost. You know, marble, you know, solid slabs,
exactly.
High end in showers, and they're permanently discolored because of like lime deposits and rust. And we've come in and updated those with our beautiful acrylic and composite wall systems, and homeowners love it so much better.
How many different choices do you have as far as styles go for those?
You know, it gets kind of crazy. There's so many different choices, so many different ways you can do. I mean, the technology is just unbelievable right now. I mean, we actually have, you know, grout lines now that you can change the color of the grout lines. So it's like somebody could do, as an example, you know, Subway is very popular, always has been.
Yes.
You could do white Subway tile with white grout lines. You could do white Subway tile with black grout lines. And it's all a one-piece wall system. And it's just, you wipe it down in a couple minutes. And 5-10 years down the road after you get the work done, it still looks brand new. So you just can't get that right there with tile.
When you do a replacement, what do you do for the floor or the pan then?
You know, we basically install custom shower pans. So we can build almost any possible configuration that is needed. So a lot of times we're taking out still old bathtubs. You know, we're taking out a 60-inch bathtub and putting in a 60-inch shower that really just goes right into that footprint. There's different thresholds. You know, we offer barrier-free shower pans. We offer very, you know, an easy walk-in. We offer a little bit more of a threshold. Some people want a shower curtain with their pan. So every combination that's possible, we do. And we also sell a lot of bathtubs. We sell jetted bathtubs. We sell, you know, garden tubs. We pretty much do anything that the homeowner wants.
And you've kind of mastered the idea of going in a day or two in a lot of cases and doing these tear-offs and replacements. You want to talk to that?
Traditional remodeling, one of the problems is, and think about how many people have one bathroom in their home.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So let's say you got one bathroom in your home,
yeah.
And somebody wants to come in and remodel your bathroom for 3 weeks.
It wouldn't have worked.
Where do you go?
We had seven people.
Be a disaster. You know, so in many cases, because of the technology involved in these systems, you know, we have one day where we're doing the tear out, setting the pan, getting the plumbing all done, and then the second day, you know, we're putting these wall systems in and we're putting in the shelves and the, you know, all the finishing touches, shower door. And, you know, day two, voila, you got a brand new bathroom ready to go.
And if anybody's out there saying, how can they install a quality bathroom in 2 days? Because people, it's called quality control. They control the whole thing from the start to the finish. They get everything sent here to the office. And when they're ready to go, it comes out to you ready to go. And these guys that do this, do this every day.
Well, let me also give a little shout out to Jacuzzi Bath Remodel. You know, this is a very high-end product. It's a national product. We're the franchise for Jacuzzi Bath Remodel here in southeastern Michigan. And, you know, it's the training. You got to see the training. Training is unbelievable. So we hire someone, like we're going to talk later, you know, about our hiring that we're looking for. You know, they come in and they're trained up in 3 to 4 weeks. And it's amazing because they're watching video training and they're learning a lot before they ever even get into the field. So we can take somebody with not a lot of plumbing experience who's, you know, maybe got some carpentry skills, that type of thing. And 3 weeks later, you know, they're out in the field working with a senior installer, you know, who's over top of them, and they're learning an amazing trade.
You mentioned fabrication, fabricators. What are you fabricating here?
We don't refer to the workers as installers because every job is unique.
Sure.
And every job has to be custom fabricated on the spot. So we just came up with the terminology fabricators. And so I'm glad you asked that, Chuck,
because
people probably don't know what the heck I'm talking about. But all of our people, whether they're on the bath side or the gutter side, we call them, you know, fabricators because we really run into a lot of custom work out there.
So can you walk us through, once a person calls Atlas Home Improvement, can you walk us kind of through the process
from
start to finish?
You know, somebody sees us, like you say, big box store, or they see us at a show, or they see us online, or wherever they find us. They simply call our call center. You know, we'll schedule we call it a design consultation if we're talking about bathrooms. And we send out an experienced, you know, technician to, you know, basically listen, learn exactly what the homeowner wants. And then if we can help them, if we can't help them, we try to point them in the right direction. Sometimes we can't help. Most of the time we can. And we go through a presentation to show them all their options. And we have colors and samples that are available. And that's the fun part. You know, we design the bathroom. People get really excited about the bathroom. And of course, we have to show them a way to make it affordable. We do a lot of easy payment plans. A lot of our customers are paying for this on a monthly payment.
Can you take care of that in home?
Yeah,
during
a lot of times that's you know, we get people approved in 5 to 10 minutes.
Wow!
And we get them on the schedule, and you know, then we obviously are calling them every so often, let them know what the status of their job is.
And communication's the key, right?
Yeah, communication's the key, and then they get that dream bathroom and they're very, very excited. And then you mentioned earlier the 5-star reviews. They keep coming in.
They do. They keep coming in. And if I put everyone on our Facebook page, it would just be loaded with Atlas Home Improvement stuff. You guys do a great job of keeping people happy. Darian, as you know, a lot of people listen to WJR, the Inside Outside Guys, because we have such a huge geographical area that our signal goes out to. Where does Atlas Home Improvement go?
Well, we have a pretty big territory. So I like to say we will cover anything from like Lansing to Canada and everything in between. You know, we go up into Bay City. So we have a pretty big footprint. And so, you know, basically we will work from this location, which is a pretty central location, you know, out to wherever our clients, you know, are within reason. Sometimes we do have to say no, but like we get calls from Chicago, we got to say, I'm sorry.
Right.
We have a dealer there. We'll pass you to the dealer in Chicago.
Well, good. So you still want the call?
Yes.
Well, stick around. We have a lot more coming up. I had mentioned earlier, I'm sorry, about sometimes you give one away. We only got a couple minutes left. Let's mention what you guys do out there for give back.
We have a really cool bathroom makeover that, you know, we've been doing now for a couple years in a row where we're going to be giving out a free bathroom to a deserving veteran. And we've already collected our names. And I was telling you guys, we're going through, we're trying to decipher, you know, who's going to win. And it's tough because every single one of these wonderful veterans are so deserving. And I want to pick every one of them, you know, so that's the process that we're in right now. So we're excited to make that announcement very shortly. Hopefully, maybe we can make that on your show. And, you know, we're going to be picking another deserving veteran this year.
And the Inside Outside Guys love just being a small part of that so much. Hey, everyone, stick around. When we get back from break, we're going to talk showers, seniors, and safety right here on the Inside Outside Guys. Stick around with more from Atlas Home Improvement only on WJR.
Flying with a special edition of the Inside Outside Guys sponsored by Atlas Home Improvement. Darian, you guys do a lot. One of the things that Ken just alluded to before we went to break was safety for yourself and your parents. What can Atlas Home Improvement do for people to keep them safe in their homes as they age?
Well, you know, it's I just read this statistic I found interesting. Around 77% of all adults over the age of 50 are planning to stay in their homes as they age, you know, with no long-term plans to move out. We call that aging in place. So whenever I'm talking to somebody who's in their 50s, you know, I start saying, hey, have you thought about 5 to 10 years down the road? Okay. And so sometimes it starts there, or it starts with people in their 40s, and let's make decisions for the future. But at the same time, we take care of a lot of our clients that are in their 60s, 70s, 80s, you know, and so forth. And so we have an aging in place division. And as far as, you know, bathrooms are concerned, you know, you probably know this, guys, but bathrooms are one of the most dangerous places in the home. I think it's 50% of serious injuries in the home take place in the bathroom.
The slip and falls, yeah.
You know, the bathrooms in many cases are tight spaces. They have slippery floors. And if you have a fall, everything is a hard surface. You know, so it's a terrible place to fall, but a lot of people fall in bathrooms. So that's sort of part of our initial evaluation when we come out, might do a design consultation. And we talked about that last segment. If we have a client, you know, who's in that type of an age group, we're going to be making a lot of recommendations on where can we put a safety bar? You know, where can we, you know, make this threshold to get into your bath area? We can, you know, maybe we don't want to put a bathtub in this time. Maybe we want to put a walk-in shower in. You know, depending on their mobility conditions, we might go with a barrier-free shower pan. We may go with something that could have a wheelchair be able to, you know, roll in. So there's a lot of different things we'll take into consideration.
How do you do those things without making it look like it's a hospital? If that's my only bathroom, my pride, Ken, you mentioned pride, is going to get in the way of me having
pretty much all of our stuff is designed to be functional, but it does not come across like a hospital look.
That's important to people.
So I'll give you like one example. So we have a product which is called a grab shelf. And it's so clever because Jacuzzi makes this product that's designed to hold shampoos and soaps and loofah sponges and all those different cool things that we have in our bathrooms. But it's also designed to be anchored into the wall, and it can be used to get in and out of the shower. So we have things like that that we can do where you have the safety built in, but it doesn't appear that way when you first take a look at it, and it just looks like it's part of your shower. So there's some clever ways that, you know, we can get around it to answer your question.
What about non-slip surfaces?
Yeah, all of our shower pans are non-slip. You know, they have a surface that's built into them. The acrylic stuff, interesting thing about acrylic, when you get most surfaces wet, if you think about a bathroom, most surfaces when you get wet, they get slippery.
Yes.
When acrylic gets wet, it actually becomes less slippery. So you actually adhere to it better as it gets wet, which is an interesting phenomenon with acrylic. It's why it's used so much in bathrooms. In addition to that, there's a pattern on the base to give it additional stability, non-slip. So everything is designed to be very, very safe. Grab bars, a lot of times we'll use a grab bar that, you know, looking at it, you can't tell it from the outside, but when you reach and hold on to it, it actually has finger grips on it, because you'd be surprised, safety bars can get wet and they can get slippery.
Sure.
And then you reach for them and your hand slides off.
Yeah.
So we have peened grab bars that we'll use on occasion, or the ones like I'm describing that have the hand grip on it. So safety is a big part of what we're doing. It's built into all of our showers, and just homeowners don't always realize it, but that's part of the design.
And here's something they also don't realize is how important lighting is in those areas. Yes. How can you help with that as well?
Yeah, we have a relationship with a great electrician, and sometimes we are adding, you know, lights in showers. A lot of our displays, if you see us at the big box stores or at the shows, you'll see that there's lights above the shower.
Yep.
And that's designed to kind of educate people that, you know, sometimes lighting can be very, very important. And you get into a lot of these older homes, 50s, 60s, 70s, they don't have very good lighting in those bathrooms.
Or ventilation. A lot of those homes that don't have a bath fan, will you help them out with that as well?
Yeah, we can help them with those issues as well.
Because every bathroom needs a bath fan, period.
Oh, I agree with you.
I always tell my clients, you know, one of the cool things that's available that people don't take advantage of, you know, I've got three daughters, okay? And they're, I think we've talked about that before, why you're losing some hair and I've already lost my hair.
I got two.
Okay, yeah. So we all have daughters. How about you? So, you know, they have a tendency to not run those bath fans, which causes all kinds of challenges. So I've got one of these bath fans that automatically turns on when it senses moisture. And so it's so nice. And so I say to my clients, for just a little bit more money, let's get a humidity sensing fan. It'll automatically kick on, because you really should be turning the fans on while you're in the shower.
Yes.
Getting that moisture out of there. And if you don't want to have to remember, just get one that's automated, and then it automatically kicks off when it doesn't sense moisture anymore.
That's such a great thing. We used to actually hardwire the fan to the light switch for that reason that you just described.
Right, so it automatically goes on.
People that wouldn't use them.
Yeah.
And make sure we used quiet.
Right.
Low-sown fans.
Right.
So
right.
People weren't distracted by the noise.
Right.
So you mentioned how far the area you go to. If I called you today, how soon could Atlas get to my job? How soon could you have someone out there?
You know, we typically are getting out to people, you know, within a couple of days. So we get out fairly quickly, you know.
That's unheard of right now in this industry. So many companies like it are so busy. It's hard for, we hear it all the time. I can't even get someone out to take a look at the job.
One of our specialties is speed. So we get out to see people very quickly. You know, we have a professional design consultant. It's completely free of charge. And, you know, sometimes the timing is right that people are ready to pull the trigger and get on the schedule right away. And other times they're calling us back 3 months later and they remembered us and they liked our system and it wasn't right timing. And so, you know, we're ready to get started as soon as they are. And we got to order the materials, and there's a little bit of a wait. So the sooner that they can get on the schedule, the faster we can get to the work.
When I called a salesman out, I had no idea you had a professional sales consultant or a professional consultant that'll come in and help design consultant. I'm sorry. How important is a design consultant in a bathroom?
In my opinion, it's really important, those people that you're hiring to represent you out in the home. So we've changed our processes over the years. I'm looking for very high level individuals who are very honest, who have a very strong moral compass. One of the reasons why our industry has such a bad reputation is some of these slimy people who go out to these homes and they'll just sell anything to anybody. I don't want to sell something to somebody that's not going to benefit them long term.
Or they don't need, right?
Or they don't need, you know, so that's really, really important. So we have behavioral profiling and very complicated. It's hard to become a design consultant at Atlas because we're looking for the right people.
Good.
Yeah.
And you said it's a free consultation.
Yeah, it's a free consultation. It takes about an hour typically, you know, because people have a lot of questions. What I find that I like about it, we have a lot of people who end up not hiring us, but they actually will say, I'm really glad that I had you out because I learned so much.
Yeah.
So it's a free education.
It's valuable.
And at the bare minimum, we point people in the right direction and keep them from making mistakes, which ends up looking bad on the industry.
Chuck and I get emails all the time from people who hired those companies. And let me just say this. When someone's looking for a company, the proof is in the pudding. You come here and look at your building, not a showroom, your building with all the beautiful vehicles, all the nice people. It's a great, great place to work and to hire. And we can't say enough about it. So we're about to head into another break, buddy. What's coming up next?
You know, we're going to talk to, you know, one of my key employees, Ella Pecon. She's our director of operations. Basically, she runs the whole program here. And she is part of a, you know, really neat initiative that has just sort of worked out over the years, where we have, you know, majority of our management team is female. We strategically, I was telling you guys, you know, each of our divisions and each of our departments has, you know, ladies that are embedded in those divisions to keep everybody organized. We call them department moms. And it's one of the special things about the company is the women who work here. And there's not a lot of women who work in home improvement. And I think that's a huge, you know, it's a huge thing that needs to be looked at because they bring such a unique perspective to the industry.
Let's take a break and bring Ella on here. You're listening to the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by Atlas Home Improvement on WJR.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys Bonus Hour, Education Hour. Today featuring Atlas Home Improvement. And Chuck, let's change gears. You know, Darian and Doc are a lot of fun, but let's talk about who the real brains behind this operation is, okay?
I like that. We're going to talk to the Director of Operations credited with making this a successful business, Ella Pecan. How are you?
Thanks for having me on, guys. I'm good.
I know I can say that and mess with Darian a little bit because I see you do it all the time. So
thank you.
And this has got to be a great company to work for because you've been here as long as we have, for sure.
It is definitely one of the best companies I've ever worked for. I told Darian the other day, I think he's one of the best bosses I've ever had.
That's awesome.
And that made him so happy.
He's a big man. You know, you're not tempted to lie to him because of that, are you?
No,
not
at all.
Going on here.
You're in charge of HR, and our industry is such a high-touch business. I mean, you depend on your people every day. How do you handle that?
It is a hands-on operation. HR is hard to begin with. In the construction industry,
it's
even harder. We have specials. We try to hire people all the time. And it's hard. It's hard to find qualified people that want to stay long-term. There's not enough education out there about the trades. We need a lot more people in the trades than what we have now. There needs to be more education out there as to how much money these guys can make. It's a great living.
It really is. And we're trying to do everything we can to put the word out there.
Gosh, and the Home Builders Association at the state level, a good friend of ours, Don Crandall, who is kind of the chief lobbyist for the Michigan Association of Home Builders, has instituted programs both at the grade school level and high school level that are supposed to be integrated into the curriculum, and they're free. But a lot of counselors don't know about it. A lot of school administrators don't know about it.
Absolutely. So we do things like that, going to schools,
okay.
And trying to recruit and give them the information out. I would say that the construction industry is a great one. It never goes away. People always need repairs.
Absolutely.
People always need homes. It is great to have a specialty where you're trained on the job. Most of the time, like with us, we don't charge you for the training. You improve as you work for us, and you become a better person for yourself.
So make money as you learn.
Absolutely.
What a concept.
I know,
what
right?
What a concept. You guys have a great, very active Facebook page. And I'm always looking at the referrals and the five stars you get from so many customers.
Thank you.
But one thing you guys just had recently was one of your girls walking around asking other females in Atlas Home Improvement what they love about working at Atlas Home Improvement. I watched it. I saw the smiles. They were giggling. They were laughing. And they all said to a person, they love the family atmosphere when they come to Atlas Home Improvement. They feel like this is their family.
Absolutely.
That's so awesome.
It is beyond awesome. It's hard to find companies out there that Atlas not only takes care of its employees, they take care of their customers. And the nicest thing is Doc and Darian really never from day one looked at me as a female running their company. They looked at me as an organized person that knows what I'm doing. They looked beyond the female. And very open to having other females in the company. As a matter of fact, we just hired our first female journeyman plumber.
Love it.
I know.
Really?
That's awesome.
Yes.
That is cool. You know, Ken and I have been in the industry forever. I guess my forever is even longer than yours. And when we saw good females, and I don't mean to say there aren't, but they're just few
and far
between,
Chuck.
Right? No. You respected them. Men deferred to them. Men treated them better. And Ken and I, for decades, have said we need more people like that.
Absolutely. And I see times are changing. I see our male fabricators totally on board. They have no issues either. We are a family here, like you said, in our ads. So when someone comes on, they become, you know, big corporations. They don't give loans to their employees. The owners here do, you know.
If they need help, they're behind in their luck.
Absolutely. We will help them out. You know, there's so much good that comes for working for a small business versus a big corporation. And if you add to that the kind of pay they can make working at a company like this, it's a win-win for everybody.
And let's talk to the ladies out there that are looking for a career. You've got every position available for a lady out there wanting to make a career.
100%. Going from college students, part-time work, to moms that are at home that want part-time work while their children are in school. There are so many different areas that us as Atlas can help people. We have brand ambassadors that are in our big box stores.
What would they do? What would be
their
job?
Would be talking about our product. So they are a brand ambassador, and what they would do is they would just be in the stores representing whichever product that we're promoting and whichever big box we're promoting it at, and get appointments for our sales team to talk about our product. That's a wonderful job for people to have, and it's a really nice job where it's not full-time. Somebody could not do that full-time. It's very, you know, tiring to speak to people all day.
Yes.
So it's a really good job. Our call center, same thing. Our fabricators, we don't care if they're female, if they're male. We just care that they want to learn a career and be very good at it.
Show up
and
on
we
time,
will,
work hard.
Exactly.
So describe the person you're looking for, whether they're male or female.
That doesn't matter. What we look for, the number one thing we look for Atlas is attitude. Okay.
I love it.
As Doc likes to say, we can train people to do the job. We can't give them the proper attitude.
He's
and
right.
That is very true.
And the proof's in the pudding, because if you walk in this office, right outside of the office here, there's just someone wrote on with a marker, "No one ever choked to death by swallowing their pride." And those are great messages to send people, because
Absolutely.
Pride gets in the way of way too much stuff.
And that's what we try to avoid here. So Phil, when he's doing the interviewing, he will tell them that attitude is everything. Again, we can teach them everything except attitude. We look for people that want a commitment to where they want a career and not just a job. Okay. There's issues if you just want a job. Career is something that's building you up so that with the knowledge that you learn here, you can go anywhere and use that knowledge to improve yourself.
And that's okay if you're young and you need a cashier's job or a maintenance job. But when you decide, look, I'm not going to school anymore, your focus should be on a career, and not everyone can and not everyone should go to a university.
And 100%.
I mean, you can talk to so many people that people in this business make much more money than a lot of people with four-year degrees.
Without the student loans.
Right, without the student loans, absolutely. And you know, so much has changed when it comes to women in construction over the last 20 years, Chuck. We never saw women on the job years ago.
Oh, it was so very rare. That's why I brought it up in the first place. I agree with
you. Well, and then when we did, we started seeing them on the road crews holding the signs.
Yeah.
And since COVID, you really see them, plumbers, swinging
absolutely.
Nails, lifting, roofing, so much. And you know what? They can do it just as good as a man can.
Do you see any limitations imposed because of gender?
I do not see any limitations. What I do see is with the females that it ends up adding more organization to the team.
Yes.
And the men seem to like that a lot, too. So it's never been the men against the women. It's all teamwork here. We literally are a family at Atlas.
And you guys have a huge range that you service your customers. So wherever you are, if you think you need a job or a career at Ella, how should they contact Atlas?
They should go to our website and go to the hiring page. All our open jobs are on there. You're also more than welcome to call our office and ask for me directly. Call Atlas Home Improvement, and we will get you an interview.
That is phenomenal.
Man,
is phenomenal.
I it just thrills me to hear that. It's my belief that men are a little better behaved, too, on the job site.
Oh, man, I really
it won't last here,
will they?
Absolutely.
Because it's about respect.
And our customers really like seeing females come in those positions, and they really appreciate that. We get a lot of comments on that.
That's awesome.
Thank you, Ella.
Darian, Ella, thank you so much for coming on with us today. It was a great show. Gave out so much great information. And if you're looking for a career, you heard Ella say where to go. And you can also find Atlas Home Improvement at theinsideoutsideguys.com. Thank you for joining us for the education hour, the bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys. Today featuring Atlas Home Improvement, only on AM 760 WJR.